We have better talk with our friend at Richland IFC. Mike Kruger joins us now. Mike, how you doing?
Doing just fine, Eric. Thank you. I'm thinking of talking about grasshoppers. There's a whole generation or two who don't understand what grasshoppers are, and in a drought year like this, how much damage they can do. It's interesting. It's been so long since we've had a serious infestation.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head. I think there was just a pocket or two, maybe back 2018, 2019, but it's not as widespread as it's starting to be. And I'll be honest with you, I live in Fargo, and there was grasshoppers in my backyard. I haven't seen grasshoppers in town forever, so they are definitely out there.
And it's serious across parts of central Saskatchewan too, where they've been every bit as dry and hot. It can be a really serious problem.
All right, well, what do we got going on at Richland IFC these days?
Well, of course, the contracting season is done for 2021 on food grade soybeans, but every year that market demand expands, and that means every year Richland IFC needs more soybean acres for the 2021 crop. So soon they'll be out with their new contracts for next year, and producers just need to consider them in the rotation. First of all, they pay a lot of money. They're locally as much as a $4 or $5 per bushel premium over conventional soybeans. And I think this year it's important that producers know and keep in the backs of their minds these are production contracts. So if we have a year like this year where you might have a short crop, you're only obligated for what you actually produce. It's not like if you go sell 10,000 bushels of soybeans only get 5,000 because of drought, and then you have to make up the difference. These are production contracts, and that's important, and that market continues to grow every year. So Richland IFC has been a leader for 25 to 30 years. They have their own agronomics, their own seed varieties. They travel personally to these markets and North Asia, and particularly Japan. They have relationships with customers, and it's not a new thing. It's just it just expands. It keeps expanding every year, and pretty soon it's become a significant part of the market.
So, Mike, do you get a lot of phone calls from some buyers that have contracts wondering, because I'm sure they're hearing what's going on over here as far as the weather?
Well, I think, you know, I'm not part of the business, but I know they are, because these buyers, particularly the sizable ones, I think producers have to also remember these are food grade soybeans. The Red River Valley and Western Minnesota and Central and Eastern North Dakota is one of the biggest suppliers of food grade soybeans. So obviously if you have a problem in the area, you can't go to some other state and make up the difference. So it's kind of a tricky balancing point. And yes, buyers overseas are concerned.
Yeah,
I think they watch what's going on almost daily and have conversations about what's happening and what the prospects are for getting enough supply. And they will get enough supply, but this year, boy, we're going to, like every other crop, we're going to drag supplies down to bin bottom levels.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And the sad part is commodity prices have been good, but it's going to be tough to get what you need to get in the bins, get them to be sold. Although there is some good crops out there. Mike, and I think you said this earlier, you've been kind of touring around a bit looking at the different crops?
Yeah, the spring wheat tour went on this week. I wasn't on part of that, but a couple weeks ago I traveled, to Grand Forks and west past Double Lake and down and then back across. And back then even, I was appalled at just how bad some of these crops were. Well, if you don't have rain for 2 or 3 months, then you have hot weather. And yet there are pockets where it does look very good. And we haven't heard a lot of harvest reports on spring wheat yet. But, you know, some buddy of mine in eastern Montana, 5 to 10 bushel spring wheat, you know, in the last several years, he's been in that 50 to 60 bushel range. And we've heard some 60 to 70 bushel yields on what's been done. And not much is done yet, you know, up and down the Red River Valley. So this spring wheat harvest is going to progress rapidly. And I think the key to corn and soybeans now is just how can these crops hang on without more rain? Pretty soon we're going to start to do some serious yield damage there as well.
Yeah, we're teetering on the bounce. I've heard a lot of people say, corn and soybeans included in that things are okay. And if we could get a rain soon, you know, we'll be okay. But the problem is the forecast is not looking like we're going to get any rain.
Not much at all. There was a little blow up of some scattered thunderstorms this morning that rolled across southern South Dakota and into northwestern Iowa. And apparently that's what some analysts are saying pressured the markets today, the corn and soybean markets. But when you go look at totals or rainfall amounts, I mean, there are a few places, I think Sioux Falls had an inch, but most other areas were like a quarter of an inch. And that just doesn't do much.
Mm. Okay. Mike, and you may have said this earlier, but I want to make sure we get this out before we go here. You know, you're going to be coming down the line fairly soon in the 2022. Are you constantly looking for new contracts with people?
Yes. I think any producer who's interested in talking about contracts for 2022 should get a hold of Rick at Richland. His number is 218-643-1797. The other thing that, you know, these contracts, and I don't know for sure that the new ones are available, but I know they're putting the details together. Producers have at least 18 months to price those contracts. So they're production contracts, which mean your only risk is what you produce. And secondly, they have a long lead time that they can choose what day to actually price these contracts, and they're priced at a pretty significant premium, like between $3 and $4.50 a bushel over the Chicago Board of Trade soybean futures.
Sure. Well, if you're driving right now but you want to find out more information, you can go to the Richland IFC or the Innovative Food Crops website, which is richlandifc.com. And that phone number again, 218-643-1797. Anything else, Mike, Perfect. Before we let you go?
No, it's another, you know, weather weekend. The market will come back Sunday evening and see what the chances for rain, particularly across the Corn Belt, are. And, of course, then this was the last trading day for July. And in 10 days or so, or 12 days, we have the next USDA report, which will contain the first corn and soybean yield estimates based on some crop observations. Up until now, it's just been people sitting in an office saying, gee, I think we'll have a record corn yield. So we'll see how that goes.
It's always interesting numbers when they come out. Sometimes accurate, sometimes you wonder. But anyway, Mike, we appreciate it. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Good. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, Eric. Yep.
Not a problem. See you later. Mike Krueger, Richland IFC. Again, that phone number, 218-643-1797. Or you can check out a really nice website at richlandifc.com. I got a lot of information on there. Plus, you can find out a lot about their history. They've been around for quite a long time and doing business all across the world.